You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Win a day, if you lose by one or you lose by 30, still the same thing. Still lose. How can you pick yourself up, your teammates up, and get them ready for game 3?
Finds it to Tedekupo, once again in the slam. Chris Middleton to start. Tedekupo and Middleton have all 30 of the points in the first quarter. Durant finds some space, knocks it down. Durant fires a three. Bang! Holiday Spindle gets inside. Lands, go!
Win is a win. Doesn't matter if you win by 30, doesn't matter if you win by one. If you can go back home and celebrate W, it was good.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly
what
is it that we do?
We get a people!
Yes! Yes!
What?
Yes!
They... Wah.
The Jazz took a commanding 2-0 lead over the Clippers, but we start with the Bucks and the Nets. A pivotal game 3 in Milwaukee, and it came down to the closing minutes when it was that man, Drew Holiday, who didn't have a great night, but he made a great play to give the Bucks the win in this one. Jalen Rose, what do you think of this low-scoring affair?
One word, pride. And I know in today's landscape, we're so used to looking at the beauty of a basketball game being two teams score over 120 points.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the beauty in this ugliness.
Okay.
I really did. The hard fouls, the missed shots, the contested screens, the contested ball handling, the team that wanted it to most, the team that wanted it to most and was the most desperate got it.
Yep.
The Bucks scored 86 in the first game and lost. 86 in the second game, and they got the brakes beat off of them. They scored 86 in the third game and actually won.
Mm-hmm.
And embody that with Middleton first off.
Yep.
Because he got off to a terrific start in leading them. Him and Giannis being that two-man duo that basically has the highest percentage of points by any duo in the playoffs. History
of the league.
Okay, so he was extremely effective. He was extremely aggressive, and he needed to be because they had been guarding him with smaller players, guarding him with Brown, guarding him with Kyrie, and he was pedestrian. And when they needed to play with pride, I'll give it to the Bucks. They did. Giannis still shot way too many threes for my liking. That's another subject for another day.
Yeah, he did 8 threes and hit one.
But props to Middleton because he played fearless.
He absolutely did. And Jalen, when you look at that number, like the two of them scored a higher percentage of points than any duo in the history of the NBA.
That is crazy.
It was wild. And you watch this game. They had like a 19-point lead after 8 minutes. And then the Nets crawled back and crawled back and crawled back. But it was the home team and it was the Bucks. There were some curious plays at the finish. If you watch closely, Bruce Brown maybe got the ball a couple more times than the Nets would have liked down the stretch. When you have KD and when you have Kyrie, why is Bruce Brown the man with the ball?
So this is part of the beauty and the ugliness that I talked about because it was chaotic and we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if one team was going to be up 3-0 with a stranglehold or we didn't know it was going to be 2-1 and possibly have a long series. And give it to Brown. He was killing them with the floaters in the second quarter.
He had
double-digit rebounds. He's been a terrific upfront addition along with Blake Griffin. However, you still got to know time, situation, and your role.
Yes.
And he got irrationally confident.
He did.
And you know that those are some of my favorite people walking the face of the earth. You know why? Because that's me.
Yes.
So when I say that you have irrational confidence, that is not a diss to you.
No.
It's, I'm telling y'all how this works. In his mind right now, KD who? Kyrie who? Like, I'm balling. It's like Carlton in The Fresh Prince. Everybody's coming to watch Will. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what about me?
This is my moment.
This is my moment.
When you talk about the beauty and the ugliness, there was nothing uglier than Giannis Antetokounmpo from the free throw. Jalen, this is something that's been a story all playoff long, and it really showed its head yesterday when he got called again for the time violation. And then there's that one. There's something that nothing bothers Jalen Rose more than airballing a free throw.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. And almost like Steve Nash not taking a timeout or Bruce Brown not knowing to get it the ball to KD or Kyrie. Like, this is Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? If you're going to take 13 seconds to shoot a free throw, at least hit the rim.
Hit the rim.
Like, real spill.
Not asking for much.
Like, real spill.
Hit the rim.
Like, real spill. So, I have a theory.
What's that?
He went to the line one time, and the crowd was chanting MVP. Now, I've never had a crowd chant MVP at me. I don't think.
No.
Probably not.
That hasn't happened.
Okay. I don't believe so. But here's the thing. He went to the line, and he telling them to be quiet like he a quarterback at the line
so
of scrimmage.
Much in his head.
No, dog. When it's quiet.
The rim.
Hey, here's the news flash, Jacoby. When you're taking 13 seconds and when you want it quiet, that's when it's tougher. You're thinking more. You now get into your own psyche.
Somebody's telling him, like, zero dribbles, zero hesitation, ref pass you the ball, shoot the ball.
Jacoby.
It can't be worse than what you're doing now.
You ready for this? Your brother, Jalen Rose, played a long time, and I had a year where I missed a couple of free throws, and I was so mad, I stopped dribbling. I used to do one, spin, two, spin, three, spin, and shoot. And then I struggled one year. I stopped dribbling. I would go straight to the line, spin the ball, and shoot the ball. It don't take 13 seconds. Especially if you're going to shoot an air ball.
13 seconds. There was one moment in this, what you call beautiful, ugly game.
And stop shooting so many threes.
I want to discuss with you. Threes. Come on, Giannis. It's 0-7. He had one at the end. It was pretty critical, too. It was one moment I want to show to you, and that was the moment between Kevin Durant and PJ Tucker. Jalen, not only did they go face-to-face, we had a security guard run in from off the floor. Tell me what's happening here.
So there are a lot of things happening in this video. Give me a second to unpack. The first thing I think when I see this video is I don't miss playing. I don't miss competing. I don't want another fire-breathing human being breathing in my face when the score of the game means everything to our professions. Okay. Especially two guys that are actually friends, like over my shoulder we had with Magic and Isaiah. So this is going to happen. PJ Tucker embodied the 86-point game because he scored zero.
But he had a good game.
But he had a plus minus
of
11.
Great game,
right,
0 points.
Right? And Brooke Lopez also, I believe, had zero. And so he contested Brown late without fouling him. But here, play that play again. Here's the issue with that play. When KD and Tucker get into an altercation, the gentleman in the black, he's not working in theory for the NBA or just for the Nets. He's working for KD.
Interesting.
When you watch an NBA team, you have players that have their support staff around the team. These are corporations. Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant, Inc. Okay? So he needs somebody that's going to protect his hindsight when somebody else is watching the other 14 guys. That's just how it works. But he overstepped his bounds. You there to protect me against the fans. You ain't there to get into things that happen on the floor. And I'm pretty sure that they're going to get a stern talking to from Adam Silver because a lot of other people in the league, teams, players, and because he escalated it. He bumps into Tucker, who now forces him to bump into
Tucker,
Brown.
Look at him like, huh?
So if the gentleman in the blue who seemed to be working for the Bucks and or the NBA doesn't intervene, securing the security. He needed to come in to do that to actually defuse the altercation from going a little further.
Well, I bet Ty Lue is going to give the Clippers a stern talking to because last night in their game two against the Jazz, it was again the story of Donovan Mitchell. Had 45 in the first game, 37 last night as the Jazz take a commanding 2-0 lead against the Clippers, who again put themselves in a hole in the series.
The league is in a terrific spot with all of these 25 and under. Let me say the word correct. Superstars.
Are we giving Donovan Mitchell the superstar? I know you don't do that too often.
Thank you.
He's getting the superstar? Whoa. You do not give superstar out easily.
Like it may be like 10 currently in the league to me off the top of the dome. He's one of them. And you know when that starts to make you know when that starts to validate itself? In the playoffs.
Yep.
And all I know, I seen him score 57 in the bubble last year.
Look at that.
And this year, he is outscoring Kawhi Leonard and Paul George basically combined. Wow. That's only 9 points.
Wild.
9 points below both of those guys. He's been outstanding. Their three-point shooting has been outstanding. Jordan Clarkson, the playmaking of Jingles, the big lefty, knocked down the 20th three on the right side. Like, Utah getting that crowd involved, that arena, and this is the familiarity you have when you keep a core group of players together. You're going to appreciate this because you go to a run and you take your team sometime. You take your team to a run. Is when the crowd has chants individually for the players.
For every player.
Every player has a chant when you're watching a Jazz game. That's an investment of chemistry, and that's why also they play so very well at home.
Again, the Clippers go down 0-2 in a series, and this time, unlike last time, they're playing a team that is a lot more consistent and deep than the Mavericks.
Deeper
the Clippers
than Atlanta.
Are going to lose this series. This series, in my mind, is absolutely over.
No team has ever come back 2-0 more than once.
Twice, yeah.
In the same postseason.
And it ain't going to happen this year.
They did it against Dallas. They're not winning 4 out of 5 in this.
Now we're going to turn our eyes to the NFL, and of course, we're going to talk about the Seahawks. And you remember all that drama between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks?
Yes, I talk a lot about it every day.
Mr. Wilson addressed it. Let's hear from the quarterback of the Seahawks.
Thank you, Russ.
And I didn't request a trade, you know. So I think everything kind of started from there. And then obviously tons of teams were calling. And I think that the reality was is that I didn't really want to go anywhere else. I wanted to play in Seattle. But if I had to go somewhere, these are the teams I would go to consider.
Wait. I didn't want to go anywhere else. I wanted to stay in Seattle, but if I did want to go somewhere else, those were the teams I wanted to go to. Jalen Rose, please explain to me what he's trying to get across
here. It's do or die for the Seahawks. And whatever we're saying about Aaron Rodgers, people should also be thinking about Russell Wilson, except he's just at camp with guaranteed money on his deal. That's the only difference that I see, because here's what he said. Didn't request. But here's the thing I appreciate the most. Tons of teams were calling.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sleep on that part.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of 15, teams are calling.
16 different GMs
Since tons of teams want me, an elite quarterback, to me, like if you're starting a team, and we know Tom Brady is the GOAT. I know Patrick Mahomes. I know Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP. Russell Wilson. Those are the guys. Those are the guys, right?
But when you put out a list, though, when you put out a list
of teams,
I would never, ever, ever leave my wife. But if I did, here's the four girls that I would. Like, you can't do that.
It's tons of teams calling. So he just wanted to make it easier on them, Jacoby. You don't have to worry about the 29 teams that are calling. You know what I'll do? I'll tell you the four that I would like you to trade me to. And then when you don't do it, I'll come back and show up and be a professional, and then we'll do this exercise again if and when they get eliminated from the playoffs.
Jalen Rose, this evening, the MVP, the stretch mark five, the Joker takes the floor with his back against the wall, down 0-2 to the Suns, a must-win for the Nuggets. Will the MVP
We need his baby picture as my avatar.
We'll be back right after this. You're watching Jalen Jacoby.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Huge doubleheader tonight on ESPN, starting with NBA Countdown at 7, and then Game 3 between the Sixers and the Hawks at 7:30. And in the nightcap, we have the Suns taking on the Nuggets at 10 p.m. Stay in tonight and watch. Doubleheader on ESPN.
And we never take the people for granted. I appreciate looking down at my phone knowing Countdown ratings are up. Jalen and Jacoby ratings are up. We get the people what they want every day at 2 o'clock.
And we come to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17. And now it is time to turn our attention to the game we just mentioned. It is the Suns against the Nuggets, a pivotal Game 3. And CP3 has been the key. What is it about his play that makes everything work for the Suns?
When you're going against these all-time great players, you got to do what the Bucks did last night versus KD and Kyrie. You got to make it emotional. You got to make those guys uncomfortable. Mm. You need somebody to do the CP3 what Tucker was trying to do to KD, period. He almost has 40 assists and like one or two turnovers. That means he's controlling the entire game, getting everybody involved. He's comfortable. It's a walk in the park for him. And Michael Porter Jr. has to step up offensively.
He does.
And it can't just be the three-point shot. You got to use his size to attack the basket, get some layups, get some dunks. And don't be a typical young player who sometimes allows his offense to dictate now if he's going to play the rest of his game. He's had to get some move, get it off movement, get it off cuts, get you a steal, get you a block, get yourself going, get the crowd going.
We will see the MVP in that game. However, the runner-up for the MVP will be in the previous game, and that is Game 3 between the Hawks and the 76ers. Joel Embiid has had two huge games in this series. What do you expect from him in Game 3?
Here's what I like, love, and expect, continue to expect from Joel Embiid, not only in this series, but for the rest of his career.
What's that?
One thing that he can do that no other player in the league can currently do.
Talk to me, Mr. Rose.
He can play old school throwback Moses Malone, Wilt Chamberlain, bully-type basketball.
Bully basketball.
I love
Show him
bully.
The clip. Show the clip.
Show the world my show favorite clip of this year's playoffs. It ain't somebody raining from 35 feet.
Nope.
It ain't no killer crossover between the legs behind the back. It's Joel Embiid, left wing, getting inside against Clint Capella. This is
my
favorite play of the playoffs. That's what I want from my big men. Right there. That's what we expect.
You know why
Joel.
I love this clip? Clint Capella's not trying to take a charge.
Oh, no.
He's not trying to flop.
Oh, no.
He's not trying to exaggerate the contact.
Oh, no.
He's just getting knocked out the way. He said, get out of my way.
Play that again. Because that's how I am in the morning. That's if dominating the day was Jalen. That's what I'm thinking when I'm putting lotion on my toes and I'm putting cream in my hair and I'm brushing these pearly whites. That's if Jalen was dominating the day. Look at me.
Just wake up every day and be Joel Embiid on this play. Wake up every day and be Joel Embiid. Jalen Rose, Michigan basketball is absolutely on fire. And Juwan Howard has done an excellent job, such a good job that NBA teams have started sniffing around to see if he's interested in making the leap to the league. He said, I'm staying in Ann Arbor. What does that mean to you?
If you're Orlando, you need to give Penny Hardaway that job immediately for the Magic. It says to me that Juwan Howard has not only put himself in position that every time these openings in the league come available, it's going to be the same thing that happens in college until he gets paid top dollar.
Mm.
I'm not speaking for him. I'm just talking about how the game works. And how the game works is if my current employer is paying me $2 or $3 million and the Boston Celtics want to pay me $8 million.
I'm interested.
You know, my loyalty to my school, it's affected at that point.
Look at that list.
And he's already, in my opinion, put himself in position to get Chris Beard money. How much does Chris Beard? Oh, there it is. $5 million a year.
$5 million a year.
That's two times more than Jacoby. That's two times more.
I wish.
Than Juwan makes, right? And what he's done to the program with the number one recruiting class, I know he's committed to being in Ann Arbor, but I can't wait to see how they perform next year. And I believe everything he said at his initial press conference.
Look at that.
That he wants to have a team that's disciplined, that gives back to the community, and wins a national championship and makes the alums and the student body proud. And look at that recruiting class. Do you know, before Juwan got there, the last McDonald's All-American? Do you know the last time Michigan had a McDonald's All-American? Shout to John Beilein, who did a great job for the program. Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, those are my guys. I love them. But do you know the last time Michigan had a McDonald's All-American before Juwan?
No.
The late 90s.
Well, Looking forward to seeing Juwan on the sidelines again for the Wolverines, and also looking forward to discussing with you what the Rams' Sean McVay had to say about his new quarterback. Do you know who that is?
I do know who,
you know
that,
who
is.
That is.
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
Gunslinger.
You know he's going to play so well.
You know, he likes to stand in a pocket.
Everybody plays better once they leave Detroit.
Flying.
Once you leave Detroit, you make the leap. We'll discuss it right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. That is Sean McVay, and here's what he says about Matt Stafford joining the Rams. I think I've been very happy. Everybody says, man, you just seem like you're in a better mood this offseason. And I said, damn right I am. Jalen, what do you think about your former quarterback with the Rams?
Well, Matthew Stafford is a proven veteran quarterback that has a big arm that with my Detroit Lions didn't get a chance to play in prime time.
Now we will.
Now he's going to have his chance. Can he stay healthy? Can he lead the Rams to the Super Bowl? Because Jared Goff did.
They have a great defense. We will see. What we saw last night from friend of the show, Clarissa Shields, didn't start great from her. Not a great start in the octagon for her. I was worried about my girl, but what happened at the end?
What happened at the end is killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were telling her to leave her alone. Let her get up. The fight is over. She's like, not going to be able to do it. She thought she was in Flint somewhere. She's like, nah, I want to make sure this thing is over. Shout, we got to bring her back on the show to celebrate.
It's a big weekend in sports. It's also a big weekend for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
Big shout out to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy graduates, their parents and support groups, our staff, our leader, Principal Lewis, our 10th year in operation, our 7th graduation. We serve 400 students in high school. Now we serve another 600 plus that are in secondary education. Forever grateful for everybody's time, energy, and dedication.
We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m.